Now, over 2 weeks after the election, we still have two uncalled U.S. House races, one in California and the other in Alaska. The two states have long counting cycles. California authorities verified the signature on every mail ballot, which is virtually all who participate in a state of almost 22 million registered voters. Alaska has always allowed 2 post-election weeks for ballots from the wilderness to be received. Now, with a ranked choice voting system option added to the state's process, producing a final vote total takes even longer. With the California Republican projected victories of Representative David Valadao from the Central Valley and State Assemblyman Kevin Kiley winning a new Northern California congressional district, the House Republican Conference stands at 221, or 3 more than the number constituting a bare majority. Of the outstanding House races, Democrat Mary Peltola, who won the Alaska at-large seat with a ranked choice victory in an August special election, is a heavy favorite to also win this contest. The California race in the new Central Valley District 13 has seen the lead bounce back and forth and is still anybody's game with an estimated 93% of the vote counted. The margin is very important for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. He is the party's nominee for Speaker in an election the members will decide at commencement on January 3rd. Already, 6 Republican House members have either said they won't support McCarthy or have questioned whether he will be an effective House leader. With such a small majority, Mr. McCarthy cannot afford too many defections to avoid falling below 218 support votes. There is action in the Senate as well. The slow Alaska vote also affects the state's Senate race, which also has not been officially called, though the battle there is between 2 Republicans. Therefore, despite the election not being decided, the Republicans are not in danger of losing the state. Senator Lisa Murkowski holds a slight aggregate lead over former state administration director and Trump-supported candidate Kelly Shibaka. With 4 candidates in the general election, we will see the race headed into the ranked choice rounds, and it is there that Senator Murkowski will almost assuredly prevail. The Georgia race, because no one received majority support on November 8th, is headed to a December 6th runoff election. Georgia election law requires candidates receive an absolute majority to win any office. A new Fabrizio Ward and Impact Research joint poll for the AARP organization tested the 2 candidates, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker, and found the incumbent leading the challenger by a 51-47% edge. We can again expect a close result. In the regular election, the 2 were separated by less than a full percentage point, but Senator Warnock appears to be a clear favorite to claim the seat in the secondary election. If so, the Democrats will earn an outright 51-49 Senate majority. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.